Chapter 7. Mega Man couldn't see a thing. He was surrounded by a damp, misty white fog. He beeped for Dr. Light. "Where am I, Dr. Light?" he asked. But the doctor didn't answer. There was just a lot of static coming over the radio. Then Mega Man heard what sounded like a weather report. He listened hard. When it was over, Mega Man thought for a moment. High winds? Gales? Hurricanes, likely? Tornado warnings for all areas? Sounds like stormy weather ahead. Then he knew where he was. He was in Airman's Empire, and he was standing in the middle of a cloud. He started to run, following a pathway that appeared beneath his feet. Finally, he found his way out of the cloud and into a blue sky, with plenty of other fluffy white clouds everywhere. It was beautiful, but Mega Man felt a shiver of fear. He wasn't used to being so high up. Suddenly, his walkway ended. Mega Man looked around. Everywhere he looked, he saw blue sky and puffy white clouds. Everywhere, that is, except straight ahead of him. Straight ahead of him was a cloud climber. What a strange creature. Its huge red face frowned at Mega Man. Spikes grew out of the top of his flat head, then disappeared, then grew again. Mega Man knew there was only one way for him to go. He'd have to jump right onto the floating cloud climber and use it as a stepping stone. He watched and waited until the spikes weren't in his way. Then he jumped and ran across the flat top of the cloud climber. The cloud climber was furious. The frown on his face turned into a scowl, and miniature cloud climbers began to pop out of its ears. They swarmed over to Mega Man, surrounding him. Mega Man felt trapped. He had nowhere to run. There was only one thing to do. He'd have to fight them off. Blam! Pow! Mega Man fired. The miniature cloud climbers turned into puffs of smoke. Mega Man breathed a sigh of relief. He couldn't stop to rest, though. He had to keep moving if he was going to find Airman. Mega Man jumped quickly to another large cloud climber, running fast and then to another. Mega Man was on his way. Then Mega Man heard a loud chop-chop-chopping noise. He looked up. Above him was a Rotochimp. What a strange creature! Half monkey, half helicopter. It rode through the air on a thunder chariot, a puffy white cloud equipped with a platform to stand on a super-powered propeller underneath. The Rotochimp fired tiny, deadly-looking missiles at Mega Man. Mega Man ducked and ran faster. The missiles kept coming. Mega Man ducked behind a cloud. When the Rotochimp flew by, Mega Man knocked him off his thunder chariot and jumped aboard. "This is the only way to go," said Mega Man, sailing along happily through the sky. His clouds started to sink, so Mega Man switched thunder chariots and kept on going. Kaboom! Mega Man whirled around to see a bomb falling very close behind him. He looked up. The bomb had been dropped by a bomb bird, a fat, bird-like robot flying overhead. Mega Man fired back at the bomb bird, but he couldn't tell if he'd gotten it or not. Suddenly, the thunder chariot Mega Man was riding dived into a huge cloud. Once again, Mega Man was lost in the mists. He couldn't see a thing.